Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Do It With Drupal Seminar. The video archive is now available with over 40 hours of high-quality video from Drupal's top developers and thinkers. For more information and free full-length sample videos, go to doitwithdrupal.com.
My name is Chris Brookins. I work for Acquia as Vice President of Engineering. And right at DrupalCon, we announced the release of the Acquia Drupal Stack Installers, aka the DAMP, the Drupal AMP Stack. And what we're trying to do with that is, with the initial release, make it really easy for Windows and Mac users to get a one-click installer that sets up all of, you know, Apache, MySQL, PHP, and Drupal configured. So right from the click of the install, when it's finished, they can log into their Drupal site, period. No editing of PHP settings, no manual configuration of Apache or PHP, etc. So it's the fastest way to get started with Drupal.
And so what is, are there any install profiles as far as modules automatically being enabled, or what comes at once they sort of get Drupal up and running?
Sure. What they're getting is Acquia Drupal. So it's the same distribution that we have in the Acquia Drupal tarballs, which is we track D.O's movement, and we've picked a bunch of community modules. I think it's about 30 at the current time. You know, CCK and Views are in there, Path Auto, and other modules that we think, you know, should be in anybody's Drupal kit. And we enable some, including also Acquia Search, which we just announced at this conference as well. A couple of those modules are enabled. We're going to do more in the install profiles going forward, but I think right now it's a pretty minimal install profile, and it's mostly about the collection of modules. Also provides an on-ramp onto the Acquia network if you're interested in getting a 30-day free trial for, you know, support tickets, forum posts, that kind of thing. And if you're interested in evolving that to get, you know, 24/7 support, you know, you can. But otherwise, even if you don't want to take advantage of the Acquia network, it's a stock Drupal install with just the, you know, the greatest standard Drupal modules you can get right out of the box.
And so, but if people are install this on their local site, it's going to be on their local site. In order to get support, is there ways that Acquia is building to sort of automatically take what they've done on their local machine and upload it somewhere? Or how do you sort of see that happening?
Well, if you are getting support, then what you do, you're subscribed to the Acquia network. And what we do is, through the subscription, we take a dump of your installation and configuration. You know, even without the stack installer, we would know through the Acquia network what version of Apache, MySQL, and PHP you're running, what OS you're running on. And so you have a profile page in the Acquia network so that our support reps at a glance can see what modules, you know, you've enabled and, you know, the stack characteristics of your installation and those kind of things. And then the support rep, if they need more information to diagnose your issue, because we don't bound it by Acquia Drupal, you can grab other modules off D.O, or we can even support you with custom code. You know, the support rep might say, all right, to really help you in this issue, I need, you know, admin access to your site. Can you give me that? Or, you know, if you're interested in going farther, I need SSH access or whatever to your site. Or, you know, if you're on a Windows desktop, a remote access, or a Mac, you know, for the stack installer, remote access to your Mac, we will do that.
So. And so does this also somehow migrate your content? If you enter a bunch of content locally, does it then, you know, is there a way to sort of get that?
Right. Yeah, not today. Ultimately, we want to evolve the Stack Installer to help you with migration to hosting platforms. And we also want to enhance the Stack Installer to help with updates, you know, to keep you updated with the current. Right now, we hook, of course, into the standard Drupal.org, you know, update process. We also hook into the Acquia's update process, which tells you, all right, these are the latest modules that we've blessed, which might be different than what's, you know, on head, or sometimes even a released version of a module has bugs that are more severe than the last version. And so you can choose where to get your update notifications from on the Acquia network. So if you want to be bleeding edge, you can get them from D.O and use that. But we don't currently do any automatic pushing of updates for you today, and we don't do any current migration, but that's where we're going to go with the Stack Installer.
I see. So if people, because right now there's no one-click, like, okay, like a Firefox or other systems where there's new updates and you can automatically install them. Is that where you're headed?
Yeah, that is where we're headed. Yep. So we're, you know, basically one of the reasons that we introduced Mac and Windows first and not Linux as for installers is, one, the Linux community is a lot more do-it-yourself and capable of doing it themselves. But also the Linux community has, you know, figured out how to do good package management, right? And so when we come out with the right way to do updates and ultimately migration. I think we're going to take some lessons from that community and make sure it's available to the Mac and Windows folks as well, not leave them behind. So.
Cool. And so with the new CEO that's come into Acquia, is there a new focus shifting from the Acquia distribution to the more hosted solutions down the road? Or what can we see sort of coming down the road with Acquia?
Well, we've announced a roadmap at the beginning of DrupalCon. We've been planning this for a long time, actually, and Tom, who's now our CEO, has been an advisor and also chairman with us for a while. So not a shift time with him necessarily, but also with our roadmap, we announced Acquia Fields. It's our code name for a hosted cloud offering, which we'll be coming out with later this year. And Acquia Gardens is, if you will, the WordPress.com, lots of small sites that people will be able to just click and get going with Drupal. So,
And so in looking at the installer, were you finding that people were just having a really hard time getting up and going with Drupal, and this was sort of like a way to sort of bridge? And maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, staring at a tarball or a zip file is pretty intimidating when you have to, get all the other pieces. There's a lot of people out there in the world that don't know what MAMP is or, WAMP. We're looking for an installer. I mean, we saw with other open source products like Sugar CRM that, the success of that offering went up dramatically when they offered an installer. Because until you have an installer, people have to grok the whole stack issue. They have to, edit configuration files. And it's basically unfriendly to somebody who just wants to see what it is quickly and doesn't have the tolerance or the, desire to spend hours configuring and learning all the things they need to about, Apache, MySQL, and PHP. So we wanted to eliminate that barrier to entry and allow people to click and go and, experience how great Drupal is fast.
And so in talking to Mark Bolton and Lisa, they were saying that, they're sort of tasked by Acquia to look at the user experience of Drupal 7. And so what do you see sort of coming down the road as what are the next steps and the deadlines revolving around that?
Well, as both Angie and Dries announced, the deadline for Drupal 7 is code freeze on September 1st. So Mark and his group have a big task ahead of them, which is to make some, what we hope are, instead of some, minor changes to Drupal usability, hopefully they can recommend to the community, some more significant enhancements to Drupal usability. And we felt that they demonstrated their ability to get community consensus and drive a design forward in the community really well, and they were accepted by the community, and felt this was a good time to help, fund that effort so that they could take Drupal itself instead of just D.0 to the next level and see what they come up with. If we hadn't funded the effort, they would have, of course, been doing another project. They have to eat like the rest of us. But we funded it, and we hope that with the community and them come up with, some great revolutionary ideas, which, will rally, a bunch of people to commit code to actualize. And Acquia will be donating resources to actualize their designs, assuming that they are rallied behind by the community. And hopefully we'll do everything in time for the September 1st code freeze. So.
And so what are you sort of looking forward to most in this coming year with Acquia?
I think we're all looking for Drupal itself to expand its usage to an order of magnitude larger audience than it currently has. I mean, the people who know Drupal love it, but there's a ton of people that either have touched Drupal and abandoned it, or never heard of Drupal, or it's just too difficult a tool for them. So, between efforts like the installers, Drupal 7, usability funding that we're doing, and, things down, farther down the pike like gardens, we hope we can just bring Drupal to a hell of a lot more people. So we won't be successful unless the Drupal community gets a lot larger than it is. And we're doing everything we can to make it easier, to make it a lower barrier to entry for everybody. So that's it.
Great. Well, thanks.
All right. Thank you.